Alaska is one of 17 states that helps pay for medically necessary abortions. More than half of over 1,600 performed last year in Alaska were paid by Medicaid, adding up to about 900 state-funded abortions. Right now, the Health and Social Services Department is proposing to change the regulations for Medicaid-funded abortions, resurrecting a contentious debate about low-income women and abortion. APRN's Wendy Johnson reports.
According to a court order in 2001, if an Alaskan woman gets certification from a doctor that her pregnancy jeopardizes her health, either physically or psychologically, the state can pay for it. But at the end of June, the Medicaid and Healthcare Policy for Health and Social Services proposed to change the protocol for billing and to refine the definition of medically necessary to exclude the word psychological. Wes Keller, Republican representative in Wasilla, supports the regulation changes. He says it's an effort to keep the state from funding abortions for women who simply don't want to be pregnant.
This is not about the rights of a woman. It's not about the right, you know, the moral question of whether or not abortion is good or bad. It has to do with the public funding of elective abortions. That's what this issue is about.
The new regulation would require physicians to submit certification papers confirming that the abortion is medically necessary, along with billing information. Keller wants to be sure that through wording, the state is strictly funding medically necessary abortions.
That's why the fight is there. You know, it's all tied to who pays. That's the bottom line.
But the ACLU and Planned Parenthood don't see the regulations as a simple payment clarification. Clover Simon, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, says it's an attack on low-income women.
This is just another example of politicians trying to get in there and make decisions for women and targeting low-income women, because oftentimes those are the women that can't or don't have the capability to speak up for their own rights.
Simon contends the new language is a departure from what the court has always defined as medically necessary, and she says it's substantially different from the Alaska Administrative Code. She says providers have been operating under that code for over a decade.
We are unclear what issues are precipitating the need for the certificate.
The state won't comment on the proposed changes. In a press release, the Department for Health and Social Services said they found a need for clarification to avoid payment errors. But Simon doesn't buy that justification.
What this could do is, if it begins to limit the options for those low-income women, is it then makes abortion a class issue. So if you can pay for it, you can get one. And that just isn't fair, and that isn't what Alaskans stand up for. We believe that everyone should have equal rights.
The public comment period ends on July 30th, after which the Department of Law will review the constitutionality of the proposed regulation changes before they can take effect. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Johnson.